On the top of Chafala from the base, Tana Rabbanan. The Torah Echad Kori Vechad Metargim. You read the Sefer Torah, so only one person reads at a time, and one person says the Targum. Uvevad Shelo Yechad Kori Yushnayim Metargim. One person can't read, and even one person has to read, and even two people can't be Metargim, because you can't hear two people at once. And in the Torah, it's important to hear every word, because there's a mitzvah lemaisa in the Torah. Rashi, uvad shelo yeechad kori ushnayim mitargimin, the chol shekein she'en shnayim kori, the time mishum detrei koli lo mishtamoy. Two people can't even say the Targum. They used to read pasuk by pasuk, and then somebody would read the Targum. And be mitargim in the language that people understood, which is Aramaic. We don't do that anymore, because we understand Aramaic anyway. But that's what they used to do. So one person reads and one person says the Targum. V'Navi Echad Kore Ushnayim Metargim. In the Navi, one person has to read the Navi. Can't read two people together. But two people could say the Targum together. V'Vad Shelo Yushnayim Kore Ushnayim Metargim. But you can't have two people read the Navi together. But two people could say the Targum together. The reason is the Navi Afilo Echad Kari Ushnaim Metargamin, Shatargum Enul El Lashmiel, Noshim Vami Haoritz, Shaina Makirim Beloshin HaKodesh. The purpose of the Targum is only for the sake of women and Ami Haoritz who don't understand Loshin HaKodesh. Vatargum Hulaz Habavli, Vatargum Shal Torah Tzrichim Ono Lazar Shiu Mevinim Esa Mitzvahs. By Targum of Torah, you have to be very careful, and therefore you have to make sure that everybody hears every word, and two people, you're not going to hear everything. But the Targum of Nevi'im, right, anyway in Nevi'im there's no mitzvahs that you have to hear, there's no mitzvahs in Nevi'im, and therefore, what's it called? By the Haftorah, two people could say the Targum, even though they can't say the Navi together itself. In Halal and Megillah, even 10 people can read. And Rashi doesn't have the Gir Sasor Metargumin, because there is no Targum for Ksuvim, for Megillus Esther. And Tosus points out there was no Targum for what's it called, no Targum Yonasim Ben Uziel on Ksuvim. But there is a Targum. Right? So they say in Rashi holds that the Targum on Ksuvim wasn't allowed to be written down. And therefore there's no Targum you can read. In any case, but even 10 people are allowed to read the Megillah or read Halal together. My time, look, even the Chaviva, what?
I mean, a microphone down is an extra voice, is okay?
No, a microphone changes the voice of the person originally, so you don't hear any voices.
Is it any different than 10 voices?
Yes, because you don't hear the original voice. Here, at least, you hear 10 original voices. Shilas Vikimli. Given the chaviva yovi daiti v'shame, since it's chaviv, something that comes only once in a while, it's chaviv, therefore people pay attention, and you can either hear both voices, or at least hear one of them. Shaila, what happens when it's chaviv? And the poskim say that even kriyas haTorah, even things that are chaviv, for instance, aseres hadibros, parsha shema, they come once in a while. But the same mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, that's not called Chaviv. Chaviv means the mitzvah is Chaviv, not necessarily the parsha is Chaviv. So Kriyas HaTorah is Kriyas HaTorah, no matter which parsha you're reading. And Megillah and Halel don't come all the time, therefore they're Chaviv. Rashi. Vashtorah mitargamin and logar sinan. She'ain targum v'ksuvim. There's no targum yonasim ruziel to ksuvim. Okay. Mokum shenogu levorech yivorech, omra baya lo shonu elacharecha. This, it's totally in minig, whether you make a bracha or not, is only the bracha after the Megillah. Aval lefoneho mitzvah levorech. But before the Megillah is a mitzvah to make a bracha. Domra b'yuhurom b'shmuel, kol ha-mitzvahs kulam levorech aleim over lasayosim. All mitzvahs, you make a bracha before you do them. And that kol ha-mitzvahs is lavdak. There's a lot of mitzvahs that we don't make a bracha on. Hashavah saveda, kibud avoeim, and so on, tzedakah, and there's many reasons why those mitzvahs not. Some say mitzvahs beinon lechadero, you never make a bracha, mitzvahs that people would have done anyway, that goyim do anyway. You can't say asher kiddushon mitzvosov, mitzvahs that depend on another person. You give tzedakah, the person may not take it. So mitzvahs that depend on other people, kedusha. Maybe the woman will decide the last minute she doesn't want to get married. So those mitzvahs you don't make a bracha on. There's other reasons also why we don't make a bracha on. Some also, the overlasiyosim, that you make it before you do the mitzvah is also not a klal. Because there are some mitzvahs you do after, like the tevilah. Right? The tevilah, the al-nitil shadayim, you make after you do the mitzvah. So Mar says, my mashma the high over lishnavak dumehu. How do you know that the word over means before? Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar Krova Yoretz Achimatz Derech HaKikar VaYavor Es HaKushi. He went before the Kushi. Abaya Omar Mehochav Hu Ovar Lifneim. He went before them. So the word Over means before. So they ask, why didn't you say Kodim? Why go through this whole thing? Over Lasiyosin. Say Kodim Lasiyosin. You don't have any problem. Because Over means immediately before. As soon as you do this, you do this. So it tells you that the brach has to be immediately the Maisa HaMitzvah has to be contiguous to the brach. It's three psukim we have that say the word vayavor means before. Rashi, vayavor sakushi, vayaktim sakushi, went before him. Okay. Lefoneho maimavorech, so what's the bracha you make before the Megillah? Rav Sheshes mikatarzio, ikla lekameid ravashi, uborech al mikra Megillah, that's the mem, Nun is Shasa Nisim, and Ches is Shechiyonu. Lach HaReho Mayim Mevorech, Boruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hokel HaRoves Rideinu, VaHadonis Dineinu, VaHanokim Is Nikmaseinu, VaHanifra Lono Mitzoreinu, VaHamishalim Gemul Lecholevin Avsheinu, Boruch Ato Hashem HaNifra LeYisrael, Mikol Tzoreihim. Rova Omar Hokel HaMoshiach. Omar Papa Hilkach Nemru L'Tarvayu, Boruch Ato Hashem HaNifra LeYisrael, Mikol Tzoreihim, Hokel HaMoshiach. Rashi, Mikatarzia Mokum, Mem Nun Ches, Al Mikra Megillah, Vishosa Nisim, Vishechiyonu. Okay, so a few things here. First of all, the bracha afterwards, after the Megillah, the Chorah shouldn't start with Baruch. It should be enough to start with Haravis Rivenu, because the bracha smucha lechaverta. The bracha before, like Vishtabach, doesn't start with a bracha. It's a bracha smucha lechaverta, because Baruch Sha'omar is the beginning bracha, then you have Psukei Dezimra, and Yishtabach is the end bracha. So it doesn't start with a baruch, it just ends with baruch. So why doesn't the bracha after the Megillah also not start with baruch? So they say because it's not a bracha on the Megillah itself. It's a bracha of Shevach Vahodah to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Masha'in came, the first bracha is a bracha on the mitzvah of Megillah. And therefore they're not really connected to each other, and therefore you start with a baruch. Secondly, you have a klal that you never say two things in one bracha, two separate things. But where it's all one idea, then you could say it. Same thing over here. Hanifra lisomi kol tzoreihim, hokel HaMoshiach is basically one idea, and therefore you can say end with two things. Also, some say that, who says this? That explains the five things here. Ravis Rivenu, Vadonis Dineinu. Who says that? Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, in the tour, explains the following. He says that we have Goyim who come, and they fight against us with no taina, just stam. So those are Ravis Rivenu. They stam start up with us. Then there are Goyim who come with a taina. Right? They think that they're justified in starting up. So that's Donis Dineinu. The Rabbanu Shalom judges who's right and who's wrong. Then there's after the fact. They already, it's not that they're starting up with us, they already harmed us. So that's Hanokim is Mekmasenu, the Rosh takes the comma. Then there's Goyim who hate us. Second, Hanifram Mitzoreinu, what's that? Right. Nifra is the ones that hate us, and Mishalim Gemul L'Choy Venim, those are people that, that do bad specifically to us. Therefore, there's an idea of Mida Keneged Mida, right? That's Nifra Lona Mitzoreinu. And then there's what's called Oyvei Nafsheinu. Those are people who stam are Rishoyim, who do bad to everybody. So there's no Mida Keneged Mida over here. That's stam Mishalim Gmulach Oyvei Nafsheinu. Okay, the Meiri says that there's five Lashonos, because five times the Rabban Hashem gave Amalek into the hands of Klal Yisrael. Once in Bishalach, and after Mises Aaron in the Torah, when the Knani Melech Arad was Amalek, then the time of Shaul, and in David, and in Mordechai and Esther. So, connected the five times that Amalek were given into our hands, that's this, the five, Haravas, Rivenu, and so on. Okay. Rashi, no Rashi. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha korim shlosha. Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos mincha, you have three aliyahs. Hani shlosha connected me. Who are these three correspond to? Ravasi connected Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. Ravasi said, they're connected Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. Rav Omer connected Kohanim Levi'im V'Yisraeli. One's a Kohen, one's a Levi Yisrael. That's connected. But even if you don't have a Kohen Levi Yisrael, you still need three. You have no Kohen around. You're not going to call a Kohen Levi Yisrael. Still, you need three. Connected Kohanim Levi'im V'Yisraeli. Elohad Tani Rav Shimi. Ein pochsim yud psukim beis haknesses vayidaber olam min haminyon honey asora connected me. Right? Okay, now we know why you have three aliyahs, why you have ten psukim. Okay? You have to have no less than ten psukim, and vayidaber counts as a pasuk. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. Omer Bishuv ben Levi connected asora batlonim beis haknesses. They're connected the asora batlonim that have to always be around the Beis HaKnesses, so you have Asor Psukim. Rav Yosef Omer Keneged Aseres HaDibros, Shenemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. They say that you need two timing, because Shabbos Mincha, Asor Batlonim, doesn't apply. Asor Batlonim, you have people who during the week don't work, but Shabbos nobody works. So therefore, on Shabbos, the ten Psukim are Keneged, the Aseres HaDibros, which were given on Shabbos. Rav Levi Omer Keneged Asora Hilulim Shomer David V'Sefer Tehillim, and this is a shaila whether they would go as this or not. The ten Hilulim that David said in Tehillim. In Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says this is a reason for the ten Psukim in Malchiel, Zichronos, and Shofros. And there it makes sense, because the last Mizmor, Halleluka, Halleluka, the Kodsho, is talking B'Sefer Shofar, so it has to do with Shofar. But over here, what does these ten Hilulim have to do with Kriyas HaTorah? So some say in a chanami, the shofar was blown by Matan Torah, so it has to do. Others say that the Asorah Hilulim are not the Asorah Hilulim of the last paragraph, the last chapter of Tehillim, but the Asorah Hilulim that are in the last five Mizmorim. Halleluka ends with Halleluka, Halleluka, it starts and ends with Halleluka. And five times, it's ten Hilulim. And there it says, Magid Dvar of Yaakov, Chukov Mishpat of Israel. So it has to do with Matan Torah, with Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Yochanan Omar, Keneged Asorah Mamoros, Shebohem Nivra HaOlam. So Omar says, Hai Ninu, what are the Asorah Mamoros? Vayomer de Bereshis. It says 10 times in Maisa Bereshis, Vayomer. Omar says, Honi Tisha, there's only 9 of them. Omar says, Bereshis, Nomi Maimeru, Sib, Dvar Hashem, Shomayim Nasu, Uberuach Piv, Kol Tzvam. Bereshis, also a mimer. The Rav Shem originally created all of Shemayim V'aretz, the mimer, therefore Zizifa would say, Vayomer Hashem, Yehi Shemayim V'aretz. Okay, the fact that it says, Vayedaber is Olam Min HaMinyon, some say that the Chiddush is that if you go by the Aseres HaDibros, and in Tam Ho'elyon, each Dibra is a Pasuk. So there's only there's 10 Psukim, and there's also Vayedaber. Vayidaber Elokim is called Advar Moel Lemor, and then there's 10 more psukim Aseres HaDibros. So Lechora, you have 10 psukim besides the pasuk Vayidaber. Kamash Malon, then in a regular laning, Vayidaber also counts as a pasuk. Okay, Rashi. Vayidaber Olam Min Aminyan, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Afapi Shein Lilmo Bimenu Klum, even though it's repeated over and over again, there's nothing really to learn from every time it says Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, right, really it's not obvious what to learn from it, still you count it as one of the ten psukim. Bereshis Nomi, the Mishtoi B'Shamayim V'Oretz, you'll see B'Dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, V'Riyach Ruach Piv Kol Tzvam, so So when it says Bereshis Bara, it's as if it said Vayomer Hashem, Maimeru Afhein, but Maimer Nivru. Okay, Omar Rava, Rishon Shekarev Dalet, so you have 10 psukim, you have 3 aliyahs. So somebody has to read 4, and 2 people read 3. That's how you get 10 psukim. So Omar Rava, Rishon Shekarev Dalet Meshubach. If the first person read the 4 psukim, and the other 2 read 3, that's Meshubach, because the first is something special. It's a Kohen, usually. Right, so the first is special. Sheni Shekarev Dalet Meshubach. But if the second one and the 4 is also okay. Shlishi shikara dalad meshubach. In other words, whoever reads the 4 psukim, it's fine. Why? Rishon shikara dalad meshubach disnam b'shlosha kupo shalosh shalosh se'in shibahen tarbin esalishka. V'hayu kosiv aleim alav beis gimel leida ezamim nitrum v'rishon. V'hakri men rishon shemitzvah v'rishon. We find that the first is special by truma salishka. When they, we have it in shkolim, that when they had 3 kupos of shkolim, and they labeled them Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, so you knew which one was given first. That's the one that you were Torahing first, because the mitzvah is the first is special. And Soi Shikora Arba Meshubach, that we find also the middle is special. Detanya El Mul Pnei Amenorah Yoiru Melamed Shemitzadid Pneim Klapei Ner Maravi V'Ner Maravi Klapei Shchina. Right? There's a machlokus in Menachos which way the menorah was set up. One man, the Omer, holds a menorah faced, what's it called, was set up, the Neros, from north to south. If that's the case, the Ner Maravi was the middle one. And all the Neros, and it was pushed back towards the west a little bit, but more than the others. The others were in line, and this one was out of line, going backwards towards the west. So that's why it was called Ner Maravi. And all the candles faced towards the middle. So you see, the middle was special. That's a case where the middle is special. According to the other Mandi Omer, the Neros were east and west. Right? They were parallel to the side, north-south side of the Mikdash. And then the Ner Maravi was the second one from the east. The first one more towards west than the one before it. That was called Ner Maravi. So this only applies, according to the Mandi Omer, who says that the Neros were north and south, and the middle one was pushed back towards the west a little bit, and they all faced the middle. You see that the middle has a specialness. The Achron Shekora Arba Meshubach, and if the last one read 4 is also okay, Mishumailim Bekodesh Velo Morizim, because it's a special thing of going up in Kedusha. So the first 2 read 3, and the fourth one reads 4 Pesukim. Papa ikla bekenisha da abi gover the kara rishon arba v'shib chera papa. Right, he went to the shul of Abi Gover, and the first person read the 4 psukim, and Rav Papa said it's a good thing. Okay, and today they say that since what's it called today, it's not the different people reading, but the shliach tzibur reads for everybody. So then it's better to read what's it called to give the kavod to the kohen. To read the 4 psukim by the first aliyah, if it's possible. Ein pochsim mehem ve mosifim. Tana ha poseach mevorach lefoneha v'achose mevorach lachareha. The one who starts the aliyahs, first aliyah, makes a bracha before, but not after. The second one doesn't make any brachas. And the third one doesn't make a bracha before, but makes a bracha after. So there's a bracha before laning and at the end of laning. The Ha'idna, however, now, the Kula Mevorachi Lefanel Lachara. Everybody makes a bracha before and after. Hainu time is Akin Rabban Gzer Mishmat Nos Mishma Yotzim. In order that people shouldn't make a mistake, the thing, people come late and they don't hear any bracha, the second guy doesn't make a bracha. They'll think there's no bracha before the Torah. So he has to make a bracha too, right? The same thing goes with the third one. And people leave early, never heard anybody make a bracha after the Torah, so everybody makes a bracha afterwards also. But it used to be that people were Bekiyim. They knew it was no problem. Rashi. Ner Maravi. Hu Ner Ha'em Tzoy. That's the middle Ner. Leman Da'omer Ner Asofim V'Dorim Munochim. Right? The one who says that the Neros were placed north to south. Right? And they were parallel to the east and west. walls of the Mikdash. Have Yemtsoi Moshu Kima Klapi Mariv, so the middle one, right, they were parallel to the western wall, and the middle one was pushed a little bit back towards the west. Chutz Mishar Neres, and the other ones were a little bit farther closer. Laman Domer Meir V'Mizrach Munachim, and according to the Man Yomer who says that they were situated east to west, Lo Mishum Davi Marovi, Lo, Mishum Davi Marovi Asheni. Over there, this didn't work out. The Ner Maravi was the second one from the east. Klapi Mizrach, Hachi Isa Menachas. Tormin Kohanim Esalishka, Nosnim Mishkele Shona Zula Tocha, Liknos Miam Karbonus Sivar L'chol Hashona. Right, they would take off Truma Salishka, they take off the Truma from the kupos that they had, and they use that money to buy Karbonos. El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Yo'iru Shiva Saneros, these two Rashis are out of order. L'mul pnei ha-ner she-beguf ha-menorah shu-em-tsoi ha-imitzadi pnei shish-ha-neros. So all the neros faced the middle one, which was the ner ma-rovi. Risho min ha-shloshe she-kora arba psukim meshubach, v'chein sheni v'chein shlishi. Im lo osa rishon, v'osa ha-sheni, o im lo koru lo rishon, v'lo ha-sheni, arba psukim. V'kora osan ha-shlishi meshubach, either one is okay. Im yesh lehem revach v'parashe, v'kora kol echad arba psukim, kula meshubach. If they had a lot of what's it called, the parsha was big enough, right? Then everybody read four psukim is even better. Mishumat nichnosim, shemikani sodom veisakneses achra shebirach rishon. Somebody comes to shul late after the first one got his aliyah. Vimlo yishma sacher mevorchim yomer ein bracha b'torah faneho. He doesn't hear any bracha before laning, so he thinks there's no bracha before laning. Somebody left early and he didn't hear the person, the last person, make the bracha after. And the first ones don't make a bracha after. Okay.
Coming late every day.
What?
Every time they read?
Could be.
Usually doesn't come
at all.
Right.
Today, Lechara, we said only one person can read at a time in Torah. Today, the Shliach Tzibur reads, and you're supposed to read together with him. So there's two reasons why we do that. And second, what's it called? Even though the person reads with him, he's supposed to read low that nobody else can hear, so it's not Trey Kali. But the reason we do that, one reason is not to embarrass people who don't know how to lane. So this way, the Shliach Tzibur lanes for everybody. The Ran says that Tam, but the Rosh says it doesn't make sense. That Tam applies to Bikurim. Everybody has to read the parish of Bikurim, and people were afraid. They didn't do the mitzvah because they didn't know how to read. So they made a takana that one person reads for everybody. It's motzi them in the Kriya. That makes sense. But Kriya Satori, you don't have to get an Aliyah. You can refuse the Aliyah. What's the embarrassment? He says the problem is not embarrassment, right? Because people who are embarrassed won't get an Aliyah. They'll decline the Aliyah. The idea is the following. There are people who think they can read, and they can't. And they won't be motzi the tzibur properly, because they think they know how to lane. So in order to avoid problems of people who think they know how to lane, we have a Bal Korei who supposedly knows how to lane, and he's motzi the tzibur.